agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is 98%. Imagine that. And MediShare is a proven thing, too, for over 30 years. It's a Christian community of hundreds of thousands of people now. And here's the thing. If you join before November 15th and you mention the promo code SHARE, they'll waive your application fee. So you save even more right off the bat. I'll give you the number here in a second, but just call and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is November 15th. So call now. You'll save even more. Here's the number. 866-89-BIBLE. That's 866-89-BIBLE. 866-89-BIBLE.
You're listening to WRDN, 1430 AM, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM at Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Americans could soon see some relief on those high interest rate credit cards, auto loans, and mortgages. The Fed board issuing another interest rate cut, this time a quarter of a point drop, citing positive economic data. Thousands have been forced from their homes in Southern California with the mountain fire raging out of control. It's already destroyed more than 80 homes. Ventura County Fire Department's PIO Andy Vanskyver says Santa Ana winds are fueling those flames.
This is a challenging fire and it's wind-driven fire, and so we are still at zero containment as we're still focusing on life safety and structure defense.
President-elect Trump huddling with his team at his Florida estate, carving out his second term and who will serve in his administration. A federal judge in New York today warned Rudy Giuliani he could be held in contempt of court if he fails to turn over property by next week, part of the $148 million he owes for defamation of two Georgia poll workers in the 2020 election. This is ABC News. In Germany, the federal prosecutor's office says it's arrested an American citizen on accusations of spying for China. The office says the suspect was taken into custody in Frankfurt and his home is being searched.
Reports say earlier this year, the man allegedly contacted Chinese government agencies and offered to transmit sensitive information from the U.S. military to a Chinese intelligence service. And German authorities have alleged that he obtained the information through his work with the U.S. military.
ABC's Marcus Moore. Until recently, the suspect worked for the U.S. military in Germany. Millions of students in Pakistan switching to online learning after education officials in one of the country's largest provinces shut down schools because of dangerous smog. Doctors in Lahore say record high air pollution is sending more people to hospitals and to clinics. Authorities warning residents that the city could soon be in complete lockdown. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, sounds like wipers. If your wipers are streaking, skipping, chattering, or even worse, loud, you need to visit AutoZone and get some fresh new blades. We've got basic wipers to get you back on the road, as well as premium blades from Bosch and Rain-X. So if you're hearing this, just head to your nearest AutoZone or AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Okay, everyone, what did you think of the chocolate bar?
It's too chewy.
Feels kind of chalky.
Too much nougat.
I need to go brush my teeth.
Business is booming for Steph's small marketing research firm.
After all these focus groups, there's only one conclusion. I need more researchers.
And she's way too busy researching.
Does this have peanuts?
To waste time researching resumes.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Put our matching platform to work so you can spend less time searching and more time connecting with talented candidates. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Wisconsin Radio Network News, I'm Ted Ahlen. Multinational brewer Molson Coors will close the Leinenkugel's brewery in Chippewa Falls.
The move will end more than 150 years of brewing in the northwestern Wisconsin city where Leine's was born. Molson Coors will close the Chippewa Falls brewery and Leinenkugel's 10th Street brewery in Milwaukee effective January 17th, according to a company statement. Molson Coors Chief Supply Chain Officer Brian Earhart said the closures are part of a plan to consolidate operations at the main Milwaukee brewery. More than 50 workers are expected to lose jobs in Chippewa Falls. Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Rural high-speed internet expansion is getting a boost in Wisconsin, courtesy of the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Rural Development Wisconsin State Director Julie Lassa says parts of the state are still in need of expansion.
We know that high-speed internet is important when students need to connect in order to get educational opportunities. People can access their medical care now over the internet. And for businesses, it really expands their opportunity to market their product and services.
The state will get about $8.6 million to go toward projects in Barron, Burnett, and Washburn counties. A Sparta man faces homicide charges in connection with the drunk driving crash that killed a construction worker last week. 25-year-old Isaac Morales Jr. is accused of crashing into a piece of construction equipment after losing control of his car near Oakdale on November 1st. That crash killed the 35-year-old operator. Morales now faces charges of reckless homicide, first-time OWI, and various reckless driving felonies. He's being held in Monroe County on a $250,000 cash bond. We'll be back in court in December. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
After raising the kids, having weddings, and getting them settled, my wife and I prepared to spend our very first Christmas alone. They were all at the in-laws this year, so we watched old videos of them growing up, went to bed early, and Christmas morning my wife said, "Let's never do that again."
We're on our own again this year, but we're actually looking forward to it because we rented a private vacation home in Alexandria, Minnesota. Lakes, shopping, restaurants, and new memories.
Explore your holiday getaway options at explorealex.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A happy high-pressure system settles in today, clearing those clouds and allowing the sun to shine bright. High temperatures will reach the low 50s today with a southwest breeze. Then tonight, we fall crisp to near freezing. And for tomorrow, a warm-up. Under abundant sunshine, we reach the mid-50s. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 48.
Soybeans and bean oil caught fire and rallied sharply today, helping to support mild gains in corn futures. And that was even with wheat prices under pressure. Live and feeder cattle futures were higher with mixed trade in lean hogs. And man, look at cotton. Cotton might have broken out to the upside.
Live from Unbroken Cotton via Farm Journal broadcast, this is AgriTalk. This afternoon, it's a conversation with Scott Varlick from KKV. Directly following the news, Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. I'm handsome newsman Davis Michelson, and now the host of AgriTalk, Chip Lorre.
All right, Davis. Hey, thank you so much. Man, oh man, what a move in the soy complex.
Yeah.
Bean oil sharply higher, 200 points higher in some of those bean oil contracts. Soybeans ended the day up 20 cents. It was quite the move. We're going to find out from Oliver exactly what is going on there. And, of course, this morning we talked about what is the Fed going to do, and the Fed did what both of our guests that talked about what the Fed was going to do did. Do.
Okay. Do.
Did I get that right? Did.
Done.
Yes.
Doored.
They cut.
Doored. Yes.
The Fed cut interest rates, the Fed funds rate, by 0.25 point. And absolutely 100% in line with trade expectations. Now, the question is, going forward, how does it, what's going to be the Fed's attitude towards interest rates? And if the press conference is any indication, we should expect that the Fed is going to be led by Jay Powell. He was asked flat out. If President Trump asks you to resign, will you resign? He gave a one-word answer. No.
Really?
Really.
That's
That is it. It did not give any indication that he would even consider stepping aside from his post. And you know what? As soon as he said it, I went to look and see how long does his his term at the top of the Fed last. I haven't gotten a chance to check that out yet. But he's not resigning, not even if President-elect Trump asks him to do that. We've got Scott Varlick on the show today.
Yeah, we do. I'm looking at the my local grocer's ad. They're offering Casey strip steaks, 10-ounce boneless, $6 a piece. Meanwhile, center-cut pork chops, bone-in, $1.99 a pound.
Yeah.
There you go.
$1.99 a pound. Some of that's brain food. Some of it tastes really, really good. It, as a matter of fact, it all tastes really, really good. Some of it makes you smarter, though.
Well, this is what I've heard. Yeah. I'll remember after I eat some pork. Chip wheat futures ended the session lower. December soft red winter wheat futures opened slightly higher and traded to within a half of a cent of resistance of 580 before turning back to post to mid-range close. Wheat export sales in the week ended October 31 totaled nearly 375,000 metric tons, and that was in line with trade expectations. The U.S. dollar pulled back from yesterday's strong advance, and that helped to limit selling in wheat futures. Price pressure was the result of improved rain chances in U.S. hard red winter wheat areas. December HRW wheat futures 1 nickel lower, 569. December soft red wheat down 1¾ cents to 571½. December spring wheat, I'm seeing it unsettled here, down 3½ cents at 602 even, Chip.
Yeah, that was the last trade as I've got it there, too. You know what? It almost felt like the wheat market was just kind of backed off from today's trade and was a watcher more than anything in that market today.
Well, corn export sales in the weekend at October 31 totaled nearly 2.77 million metric tons. That tops trade expectations, with Mexico accounting for about half of those sales. Unknown destinations, Japan, Colombia, and Portugal, were also on the list of buyers. USDA this morning also announced the sale of 120,000 metric tons of U.S. corn for delivery to unknown destinations in the current marketing year. December corn closed higher for a fifth consecutive session. The session started with lower open and a drop to moderately lower levels before prices recovered to close near session highs and at the highest level since October 3rd. December corn futures today 1¼ cents higher at 427½. March corn up 1½ cents to 440½. July corn futures closed at 451½, up 2 cents on the day. Doesn't take much of a rally to make me excited about corn, Chip.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. Especially when you're selling 2.77 million metric tons in the export market. That's a great tally.
Yep. Soybean export sales in the weekend of October 31 totaled 2.04 million metric tons. That was in line with trade expectations. China accounted for 1.22 million tons of bean buys. Egypt, Turkey, and Japan also on that list of buyers. There are rising expectations bean importers will increase coverage in the next 2 months before President-elect Trump is back in the White House. Soybean oil export sales in the week totaled just over 114,000 metric tons, and that was more than double the highest trade guess, Chip, and that sent bean oil prices sharply higher. January bean futures opened fractionally higher, dropped to test support at $10, and then pushed sharply higher to close near session highs and at the highest level since October 10. January beans all told 22½ cents higher at 10.26¼. March beans up 22¾ to 10.37½. July beans closed at 10.62¼. That's up 20¼ cents. Look at them soybeans go, Chip.
Yeah, no doubt about it. A big export sales week for soybean oil, and it was a good week for soybean meal as well. Almost 400,000 metric tons. Mexico was at the top of that buyer's list too. So, man, it was just a good week in the soy complex. We'll get to the rest of the news at the start of the next segment. I want to bring in Oliver Slope from Blue Line Futures. How you doing, Oliver?
I'm doing well, Chip. The answer to your question, Powell, May 2026.
Okay, so it's not like he's just saying I'm gonna wait out my last 2 or 3 months. He's got time left.
He's got about a year and a half left. Yep.
No doubt. No doubt. Thank you for that. What'd you make of beans?
Really, really impressive price action since marking those lows Tuesday night, Wednesday morning. And nice to see the follow through today out above technical resistance and taking out those highs that we saw there back at the end of October. And I think that bodes pretty darn well. You know, the story over the last several months has been no demand, no demand, no demand, but we're starting to see some demand, and that certainly got some people pretty excited here, and I'm pretty excited about it too, because beans, just there hasn't been a whole lot of optimism around that market for quite some time. So anytime you get a rally 40 cents off the lows in the matter of 36 hours is something to be happy about. Now that could obviously all change. Big report tomorrow. Don't know that a whole lot's gonna, you know, move the needle on that front, but at least we got some momentum going, and maybe the fund participation picks up a little bit and can feed on itself into the end of the year.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Man, neither the cattle or the hogs did much today. Inside trading days, more sideways action ahead.
Yeah, really quiet day, which, you know, you could make the case that's not really friendly, because the stock market has had such a monstrous rally over the last 2 days. You would have liked to see cattle perform a little bit better.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. All right, buddy. Hey, good luck getting bull eligible.
Yeah, well, we got a bye week, so we got to wait. We're on hold.
You're going to have to wait. Oh, shoot. All right, Oliver. Thanks, man. Oliver Slope, Blue Line Futures. Coming up next, we are talking cattle trade. Scott Barlick, KKV Trading, here on AgriTalk.
Are you ready to unleash superior seeding performance on your operation? Choose from two revolutionary Great Plains drills. The BD7600 Min-Till Drill, renowned for its seeding consistency, large capacity, and innovative technology, including Drill Command. And the new BD7410 Drill, whose transport width under 10 feet delivers great maneuverability through gates and down narrow roadways. Learn more at your local Great Plains dealer or greatplainsag.com. Great Plains, harvest starts here.
No doubt you've heard of MetLife, but did you know that MetLife Investment Management has over 100 years of ag lending experience? The MetLife Investment Management team maintains close relationships with its borrowers and can structure a customized loan with flexible terms to meet your financial needs. Looking to expand, refinance, or recapitalize? Consider MetLife Investment Management. Learn more at MetLife.com/ag.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Whether you have a large animal or a small one, the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley can keep them healthy. With top-notch veterinary care plus boarding and grooming services, the Animal Wellness Center keeps your pet happy. And they specialize in chiropractic care to keep your large animals moving. Make an appointment by calling 715-926-3836. The patients come first at the Animal Wellness Center of Buffalo Valley, located in the Mondovi Industrial Park, your complete traditional and holistic veterinary care clinic.
Hey, this is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. When you start to think about planting roots and building your foundation for spring, fertilizing crops is like putting money in the bank. You put dollars or pounds in, but are your investments paying you interest? Or does it seem like you only get out what you put in, or even less? Soil health and living biology are the ticket to unlocking the next bushel. Farming for Biology takes a customized approach. Let my team help create your soil health strategy. Check out our website or give us a call today.
When news breaks, the newsmakers talk about it on AgriTalk with Chip Flory.
And welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. Thursday afternoon already. Amazing.
Thursday. Already.
Thursday. Yeah. Hey, before we get to Scott Varlake, let's go ahead and wrap up that news, Davis.
Sure thing. Well, we've got the cotton export sales weekend at October 31, 229,000 running bales. Pakistan, Vietnam topped the list of buyers, which also included some sales to China. December cotton today, 136 points higher at 71.05. Wow. On your livestock's beef export sales, 8,000 metric tons. I should say just 8,000 metric tons, down 45%, Chip. That's from the four-week average. Heavyweight choice graded box beef dropped $2.89 in morning trade to pull live cattle futures down from session highs. December fats up 42.5 today at 185.82.5. And Jan feeders were 30 cents higher, 244.32.5. And on your snout side, pork export sales, 14,700 metric tons were a marketing year low for pork sales. December hogs, 92.5 lower, 81.20. Chip.
Yeah, all right. Thank you very much, Davis. Let's bring in Scott Varlick, Coima Varlick Trading. How you doing, Scott? It's good to talk to you again.
Hey, doing great, gentlemen. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, glad you're here. Glad you're here, man. So, you know what? I want to just launch straight into this, and I think we need to start with what is going on in the cash market. Little bit of a setback this last week, but man, oh man, Scott, what a run we have seen in this cash cattle trade.
Yeah, and it's been a fun ride. It really has. Yeah. And after our last break that we had last fall into some scary times, cash has been what's gotten us, you know, back out of that hole, got us back on this rally and kept the funds interested. So that's been rock solid. You know, we've had, steady to higher cash for quite a long period of time now. And so cash is king. That's what we've been talking about. We feel good. Yes, we've been talking about this for years, how we've gotten to this situation, the tighter supply coupled with good demand and just really got tighter numbers in general. And I think that's been what we're falling back on. And, you know, packers have had to scramble. This is the first time producers have had leverage in a long period of time.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, usually when we see the kind of cash strength that we have in the cash market, it just shows reluctance to go lower. That's when the packers start playing some games out there. Scott, are they moving some cattle around, trying to take pressure off the tightest areas?
Yeah, the packers have done an amazing job. Lots of band-aids to try to hold this together because they also know how tight the numbers are. And so lately, a lot of the cattle in the north here, Nebraska, Kansas, they've had to ship them south down to Texas. So a lot of moving around of cattle. They're trying to buy cattle for every week out in front of them for a month out, just trying to get inventory around them. So there's that scary thought that, okay, hopefully, you know, now that the South is that tight right now, that they can keep everything flowing without any major disruptions, but that's what they're using right now, moving them around. All packers participating. I think that's been one of my highlights is just the choice of different packers who you can sell to. And that's not been the case for negotiated traders. We're not used to that. It's usually, okay, maybe it's just this outfit or that one that's really after him this week, so that's who I have to settle with. But we've had choices. Able to sell to all of them. So I think that's a good sign. Just proves, yes, they are looking for numbers and really benefits us when that happens.
You mean to tell me there's actual negotiation happening in the cash cattle trade, Scott?
It has been a little bit fun. It has been lately. But the unfortunate part is this is how tight we have to make our numbers in order to get some leverage back. You know, we had to just send a huge message that just said, hey, there's not enough dollar bills coming down this pipeline. We're going to keep shrinking. So, I think there's a lot to say about that. But to have this ability to negotiate, that's what we want. To be able to say, hey, this is what I want for my cattle. I can pass rather than you are at their mercy and having to do whatever they're offering that week.
Right, right. Talk to me about the cattle that we are processing right now and the quality. What's the average calf?
Well, right now we're in some interesting times because our cost of gains are cheap, you know. So we've got, you know, corn down to a lower level and they're starting to see these sub a dollar cost of gains, and we're getting $1.90 on the going out. So those dollars are starting to talk, you know, big calf, big check, is really a mentality that's starting to, you know, continuing to circulate, I guess. You're saying I can just make this critter that I have right now bigger. That's also what the packer wants. They can slow down chain speeds. They've done some of those games, as you were kind of talking about, to try to push them back. But we're putting a lot of weight on these cattle, and they're big. So that's another Band-Aid for this tight supply. You know, we're killing this many less numbers, but beef production is only slightly down on the year. So that's been how we're, you know, filling some of that void. And choice select spread, staying this positive with the weights this big, you know, really impressed by that, because I feel like there's been quite a boost to prime carcasses, the amount of prime carcasses that we're throwing on the market year over year. So I think that's helping some of this choice select kind of these numbers. I don't think we pulled back in the fall as much as we normally do. We didn't drop as much on the choice. And maybe that's also part of the reasons that the northern cattle have to go south to try to make up for some of the lack of choice in the south. But I think there's plenty of them around.
Yeah, yeah. And we're getting exactly to where I wanted to get. The quality of cattle that we are producing right now and the quality of beef that we're putting in the meat case is helping us. It has helped us maintain demand, hasn't it, Scott? I mean, if we had a so-so product with the price tag on it that we've got right now, our demand would not be holding up, but it's quality product and consumers are finding a way to keep it on the plate.
Yeah, consumers have been talking. They want premium product. They want quality. And that's what's carried the beef demand to where it is. And that has not went away. You know, it's just been, I'm trying to think back. It just feels like it's been year over year. Like now I'm almost just taking it for granted that, beef demand is awesome. Consumers want it. And we can almost just put that to rest and say, we've got a good product. It's what they want. So I think if we're creating, you know, like I said, the better prime cuts, there's going to be some really good movement of some high quality products. So really looking forward to what we have happening. And a day like yesterday, when you have a stock market up 1500, you're starting to feel like, hey, you know, I don't see any big red flags that are going to change this in the immediate future for me.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. It does get a little interesting when we see the move like we did yesterday, and on a day when it leaves cattle behind, it does make you scratch your head a little bit on whether or not this cattle market is as connected to the general economy as what we think it is. But I haven't seen anything to really break that tie completely, right?
All right. It's a little bit of a worry. Yeah. You know, when you see the party happening and here you sit outside kind of wanting in, and that's a little bit what it felt like yesterday, but ultimately cattle traded firm. You're looking at the feeder market is staying strong, but with this last break in the futures, I think, you know, before we leave the cash market, you're just a little bit worried about that. You know, these basis traders can usually show up and say, okay, well, the futures are down a little bit. I can take a little less. I still got a good basis. Let's take this deal, make it happen. And, you know, some of those corporate outfits that do, I guess, give in more to that basis quicker, we're already to Thursday and we're not seeing the cash market really develop real hard this week yet. So I guess that gives me a little confidence that nobody has buckled yet, that we're standing a little bit firmer, but could be just packers bought that many sheer numbers in the last few weeks trying to get cattle around them. The reason that hasn't happened yet. So we get a little up today, you know, if we could just put a little bit more on, that might go better than I thought.
Yeah. And we've only got about 30 seconds left in this segment here, Scott, but it feels to me like these live cattle futures are rejecting trade below 185 right now. That's an impressive development.
I think you saw what October futures went off. We've had such a bull spread market that front month has been able to hold on and stay strong. So if you've been watching those last few months go off the board, you're feeling okay about the Dease contract here. You know, around that 185, it's, yeah, getting quite a ways under cash. And we still feel like there's a pretty firm floor there.
Yep. Okay. All right. Now, making a couple of notes here. What I want to talk about when we come back, Scott, is what do you like for risk management in these live cattle and the fat? What do we need to do there? And then let's talk about what's going on in this feeder market. And then we've got some industry issues that I would like to discuss with you as well. We're talking with Scott Varlick, Coima Coima Varlick Trading, here on AgriTalk.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Let's go to the markets page at profarmer.com and check today's closes, where December HRW wheat futures were a nickel lower at 569. December soft red wheat down 1¾ cents to 571½. And here's December spring wheat finally settled 3 cents lower, 602½. December corn futures 1¼ cents higher at 427½. March corn up 1½ to 440½. January soybean futures 22½ cents higher, 10.26¼ today. March beans up 22¾ cents to 10.37½. December cotton 136 points higher, 71.05. On your livestock, December fats were up 42½ cents to 185.82½. January feeders 30 cents higher, 244.32½. December lean hogs 92½ lower, 81.20. Get more. Visit tryprofarmer.com.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products, Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products, and the answers that work.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau. A happy high-pressure system settles in today, clearing those clouds and allowing the sun to shine bright. High temperatures will reach the low 50s today with a southwest breeze. Then tonight, we fall crisp to near freezing. And for tomorrow, a warm-up. Under abundant sunshine, we reach the mid-50s. Alexandria, Minnesota. Great for winter getaways and holiday fun. ExploreAlex.com. Currently, it's 48.
Opinions expressed on AgriTalk do not necessarily reflect the views of Farm Journal Broadcasting, affiliate stations, or sponsors. I don't know what you're thinking! So call us at 855-4-TALK-AG and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome back to AgriTalk. I'm Chip. Glad you're with us Thursday afternoon. We are in the middle of a conversation with Scott Varlick at Coima Varlick Trading up in northwest Iowa. Scott, how'd that corn crop end up for you guys up there in northwest Iowa?
You know, pretty good. I think in general, definitely spotty, some variance, but I think everybody's pretty pleased with what they had, challenges that we had from flooding to getting dry late. But no, it's a pretty good crop up here, and so feels good to put that one away.
You know, we were talking about how the feed is cheaper, therefore, you know, these animals are getting heavier. Even with everything that happened this year up in northwest Iowa, basis on corn just really never broke, did it?
No, it usually stays pretty strong here, and it's you know, kind of an odd kind of county right here in Sioux County. We actually import corn into this county, and you think, wow, in Iowa, we're importing corn in here. But yes, that's how many livestock are around here, and 'tis the season. It sure smells like it as we get the manure spread out there. So it's a very progressive kind of an area here. So yeah, that's not a surprise to this area, even though you can have that large of a crop and you're still still seeing some pretty good basis here.
Yeah, yeah, no doubt. Okay, we talked a lot about the fundamentals that are happening in the cash cattle trade right now. Take it over to risk management. What are some of the strategies? I'm not looking for anything specific, but what would you like guys to consider?
Yeah, and I don't think we have to get super specific. It's just kind of the feel of this market. So it's done what the, you know, the cattle cycle said we could do. With those tight numbers finally showed up. I think it was a couple years behind when I probably thought it would, but here we are enjoying some great prices, and it's been a great year. You know, profits are there. Needed it. You know, get that pocket filled up. It's been more on the empty side over years in the cattle feeding industry. But but here we sit. You know, we've had this run back. We're hanging around 190, and it's like, okay, what's the story? Are we gonna break through and go to 210, 220 now, or what is it? But it almost feels like even us, you know, cow counters or the fundamental guys are just kind of looking at this, and there's still that little bit of lack of trust that's there. And I've got a lot of risk out there. You know, operating notes are getting maxed because the price of these feeder cattle are very high, and you've got a high interest rate. So I don't think you can just hang on. I mean, maybe it's not doing what you've, you know, just keep doing what I always do and take the flows. I'm pretty nervous up here at this level. And when that market starts to flip or starts to go, that's when more guys start calling to do hedges. It's not on the way up. So basically thinking about your plan before, what kind of risk can I take? Because once it turns over and it's down $2 and $3, that's when I sell more cattle. Guys are calling in, you better sell me some. You better, you know, when the ship has already kind of left. So trying to find ways, I think we've been carrying some hedges all along here on this last rally, this nice uptrend, just kind of telling myself that I'm going to have some on. I can be as bullish as I want, but I don't trust it fully. So making sure that I've got something on, I'm really kind of getting to that every day that goes by. I think I'm losing a little bit of confidence, making sure I have some protection on.
Yep. You know, I was thinking about this earlier this week, Scott. The cattle market right now for us is redefining what it means to be bullish. Normally, when I say, listen, I'm bullish a market, that means that I expect the prices to work higher over a period of time. When I say I'm bullish cattle, all I'm doing is looking at the fundamentals of the market. I'm not expecting anything on price because this thing could swing $30 in either direction at the drop of a hat is what it feels like to me. So, I mean, steady. If the market goes steady, I would say I was right by saying I'm bullish. You get what I'm saying?
I absolutely do, and I think it's kind of spot on. So, I mean, we're all just kind of reaching, trying to figure out, okay, what's going to end this market? And it's usually, you know, unforeseen a little bit, but all we can do is track some of those fundamentals and say, okay, well, heifer retention. That's been the biggest thing. When are we going to rebuild this cow herd, and is it happening? Well, right now the heifers are on feed and going to slaughter now. We can see it in the past data that they're being slaughtered, but it's what's going on feed right now, what's being placed. And I see a cow slaughter number that's really dropped off. So maybe we can start to say that the big liquidation has slowed down. And what you're going to wrestle with now, you know, as we think, okay, we're seeing the cows being kept a little bit, but these heifers, you got a semi-load of heifers with $200,000. I mean, that's been the thought. You're like, wow, I can cash in. This is my moment. How can I pass up on that kind of paycheck?
Right.
And not send them to town. But now the last cattle on feed report showed that first little nugget shift that we got 101% steers on feed versus the 99% on heifers. So it's small, but maybe we've reached that spot where we've stopped the liquidation and we can decide, you know, if we're going to be able to turn this market, but still plenty of challenges on how we're going to find the ability to make this cow herd bigger. You know, they're also struggling with labor and high input costs. So if the market breaks too much further down, I think that creates a lot of problems. So every time I'm out there in cow calf country, you know, you just hear those guys talking how it's hard to find people to work and, you know, they just don't have enough help and they're an aging rancher. And so there's still a lot of challenges that to be had. I'm just glad that we're starting this slow rather than everybody quick, keep some heifers. This thing's really good. So it's maybe a little bit gradual.
Yep. Okay. I want to take, we're getting into the time that I wanted to switch gears here, but just real quick, what do you want to do on risk management for the cow calf guys in that feeder cattle market?
Yeah. Cow calf guy. There's some good prices on the board, and yes, cash is higher than what these futures are. And I keep hearing that. And, you know, some of these guys are telling me, some of my best friends and customers twice in the last 2 days are like, boy, those feeder cattle futures look cheap. And when they say the word cheap, my hair just stands up a little bit. I'm like, oh, careful, careful, careful. We don't want to get too complacent here because yes, 243 is not cheap. You know, a 1900 to 2000 pound steer is not cheap. So there's a lot of dollars to look at there. These puts in LRP are going to be very high because we're at a high level and there's a lot of risk here. So for me, I'm having to look at a ways to say, hey, it might be a time where I'm going to learn what a call is and what, you know, how to take a little topside, trying to take a little bit of extra protection with that topside, you know, a little bit more able to lock it in just because I feel like from here, our risk could be more down than it is up. So I'm willing to sell out some of that topside to try to make sure I get some pretty good protection.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Talk to me about this Department of Justice investigation. What are your thoughts? And I know that you and Brad and Joe are probably talking about it all the time up there. So what does that conversation sound like?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, we see some of the points that the Department of Justice is investigating, and we've kind of been part of some of those calls. We've kind of, you know, we usually throw Brad out there. We're like, come on, Brad, you're the man. Yeah, let's go. You know, so he catches a lot of that. But I think that there's some good people behind what they're looking at, and it appears that they know what they're talking about. So just for me, it's tough that it's right now. Right now is when we're fat and happy. We finally, you know, tightened this herd up so much that we have some leverage. And now is when we're going to go out and investigate. So my challenge for guys is they have these comment periods that we're all trying to figure out. None of us are lawyers, so we're trying to figure out what this all means. But they're just looking for evidence. If you have hard stone evidence on how you were maybe mistreated or blackballed from a certain packer, that's what they're looking for. And I guess we're just using it as an opportunity as we got an ear and we got there, they're looking at our industry. It's hard to just sit on the sidelines. You want to get involved. So I guess what we're trying to talk to them about is making sure we have transparency. That, you know, this mandatory price reporting, seems to be broken, for me, for, you know, lack of a better word to use. It's used as a tool to price the rest of the industry rather than, just trying to keep us aware of what cash is. Now it's become the post. That's how we're going to do it. You know, hog industry does that too. And it's they trade less than 1% of their cash, and that's what their whole market's based off of. That's not a road we want to go down. So it's like, if we're going to report this cash, we'd like to see it all. So knowing what all of the trades are, I mean, that's been our northern desire for a long period of time, but it runs into a lot of roadblocks, as most of the industry is formula traders. They've just given into, you know, whatever the averages are and the plus minuses and move along. But as the packer gets more and more leverage over that, you know, we're just trying to fight for our independence, the ability to say, yes, I want more, or yes, I'll take that. So, you know, that's where we have steered it. I have not heard any ups or downs, whether they're finding something or there's big changes in the works, but, you know, there has been talks of the, you know, the old, you know, 30-10, 30% cash trade, you know, pick the, or, I can't remember the exact numbers, but making sure you're picking them up and within 30 days.
Within 10 days. Yeah.
Yeah. So at least there's been, some of that talk brought back up. I think we were, on the right path when that was really out, but there was just too much disagreement, you know, different organizations. Yeah. Leave it to us to fight against each other and not agree, but glad they're investigating regardless.
Yep. Well, Phil, keep me up to speed on what you guys are talking about up there, because I'd sure like to get the conversation on AgriTalk and keep it, as you said, let's make it as transparent as we possibly can. Scott, it was great to talk to you again. Thank you, man.
Oh, thanks for having me, Chip. Enjoy it as always.
You bet. Scott Barlick, KKV.
Are you a chronic interrupter? Incapable of letting other people talk? Do those people ask, how do you sleep at night? Then you should go to Mattress Firm. They have a 120-night sleep trial, so you can get your money back if a bed's not right. That way, anyone, even someone like you, can sleep all night long. Get matched at Mattress Firm. Sleep at night. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Shop Dell Technologies' early holiday savings event for their lowest prices of the year. The future is on sale today with limited time deals on select PCs like the XPS 16 that accelerate AI with Intel Core Ultra processors. Early holiday savings is their biggest sale of the year and the best time to upgrade, but it's only here for a limited time. Shop now at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Lowe's knows that to win the job, pros need the best prices. That's why only at Lowe's, MVP's Pro Rewards members can get a volume discount on eligible orders as low as $1,500 at the Pro Desk. That means you get the prices you need to start any job, small or large. Because Lowe's knows pros. Valid in-store only. More terms and restrictions apply. Visit Lowe's.com/terms or Pro Desk for details.
When you're hiring, ZipRecruiter's technology makes finding qualified candidates for your job easy. What if the rest of the world was as easy as ZipRecruiter? Math problems wouldn't be so problematic.
K equals 42.
And summiting Everest would be a walk in the park. In the meantime, if you want to make your hiring easier, use ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
AgMarket.net is releasing its upgraded app. The AgMarket.net app with revised MyFarm software is now available on Google Play and the Apple App Store. A desktop version is available through the website. Evaluate multiple profit scenarios, maintain a dashboard of farm marketing operations, and view local cash and futures bids. Track production costs, calculate dynamic break-evens, and record crop sales within multiple farms. Download it today at theagmarket.net or call 844-4AG-MRKT to learn more. There's a risk of loss in trading futures under options.
Want to get smarter and have some fun while you're at it? Introducing Unscripted and Grow Getters, two of agriculture's most entertaining and engaging podcasts. Hosted by U.S. Farm Report's Tyne Morgan and Ag Day's Clinton Griffiths, Unscripted is your chance to meet the personalities behind the personalities. And with heart and humor, Grow Getters with host Davis Michelson explores ag's most innovative side hustles. You can find Unscripted and Grow Getters on the Farm Journal YouTube channel or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shots. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at getmyflushot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, and more than a host, I'm a journalist, a wife, and a mom of two, raising a family in the heart of rural America. I understand the issues facing agriculture today because I live it every day. I see firsthand how farming and ranching isn't just a job, it's a way of life. Covering America's most important industry is what we do, and it's why U.S. Farm Report has been on the air for nearly 50 years. I invite you to join us every weekend for U.S. Farm Report, a timely, trusted tradition.
Scammers often try to dupe veterans to steal the VA benefits they've earned. Scammers may try to obtain sensitive information or collect payments over the phone, offer to move assets in order to qualify for pension, insist benefits may be sent directly to a friend or caregiver, or promise to manage benefits or file a claim for you. VA will never charge you for processing a claim, and only VA can determine eligibility. To report suspicious activity, visit va.gov/OIG/hotline.
Our name says it all. AgriTalk. What more do you need to know?
Welcome back to AgriTalk, everyone. Your pal, Davis Michelson here, along with Chip Lorre. Chip, I mentioned the grocery circular earlier in the show.
Yeah, you
program.
Did.
Yep. Let's just look. Let's say I'm a busy working professional with hungry mouths to feed at home. Okay?
Okay.
Right. What I want to do, I want to do that thing where you cook something huge and then you can kind of have sandwiches or reheat it for another
sure.
day, two, maybe three, if all goes according to plan. So,
a couple of hot
let's
plates
start here.
Out of there.
Yeah. Let's start here. Fresh, natural, whole fryer chicken.
Okay.
$2.49 a pound.
$2.49 a pound. $2.49 a pound. What does that weigh? Like 5 pounds?
About that. Yeah, 4 or 5.
Yeah.
Yeah, somewhere in there.
Yep.
A pork butt roast. Right. They got them for $2.29 a pound. And now I look over here to the beef chuck roast. Glorious. Glorious beef chuck roast. $7.99 a pound for the beef.
Oof. Wow.
Now, if you're looking for steaks, and this is kind of in a little special thing here, it says Choice Certified Angus Beef, but that's the brand. So I don't know if you can really call this Choice or whatever.
That's
cab. 93% cab, yes. 93% lean ground beef patties, $6.99 a pound. Here's a ribeye steak, 12 ounces for $15.99 each, or you can do $15.99 per pound on your T-bones.
What does that ribeye weigh per steak?
12 ounce.
That's
12 ounce.
Oh, 12 ounce. 12 ounce.
Yep, for $15.99. I feel like that's not too bad, actually.
Well,
so what, I mean, what is a consumer to do?
You put another on that, and I mean, you're up at 20 bucks a pound.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, so that's a fairly high priced ribeye. Okay, so what do you like the best out of all of this?
I gotta be honest, man. At $7.99 a pound, I don't care. Given the choice, you put a gun to my head, give me the pot roast, give me the chuck roast. I want the beef,
chuck
baby.
Roast.
I want it.
Yep
gotta have it.
You know, and 93% lean patties.
93%. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
I'd go closer to 85% myself. I like a little bit.
Well, and especially if you're making patties. I mean, I do like some some fat in the patties when you're doing that. So 93% lean at $6.99. It depends on what you're going to be making there, but an 85% or even an 80% for making hamburgers or whatever it is that you're making. Maybe you use 93% lean for Hamburger Helper. I don't know.
Hey, that's not bad. Yeah. That makes Hamburger Helper a premium dish, doesn't it?
Yep. Okay. I mean, yeah. $7.99 for the chuck roast. Absolutely. I'm probably in on that. The $15.99 for the strips. Yeah, that's not terrible.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
Right?
I don't think so.
But the brain food is the best deal on your list, isn't it?
Well, it sure is.
And the pork loin at $2.29.
Yes, and really, they've got pork loin that they say right here they'll slice it for free, $1.79 a pound. Yeah. A whole boneless sold in a cryovac, and then you got the pork loin back ribs, the baby back ribs, $2.49 a pound.
Yeah, see,
that sounds delicious.
There's some pretty good deals on that pork, but pork for some reason did not enjoy the demand expansion. The consumer did not get in on the consumer learning curve like beef did when every restaurant in the country was shut down. It was like all of a sudden everybody decided, you know what, if this is the way it's going to be, I'm going to learn how to cook and I'm going to learn to cook beef. Mm-hmm. And once they learned to cook beef, they decided, holy smokes, I can do it pretty doggone well. Well, the reason that they can do it so doggone well is because they're buying really, really high quality beef. Really high quality beef. I mean, that chuck roast, $7.99 a pound. You sear that thing off, stick it in a crock pot, and let it get gushy, gushy tender. Who doesn't like that? Yeah. Now, on the pork side of things, did the pork roast or the pork loin or even the pork chops, did it get the same level of consumer attention and make that leap forward in consumers' kitchens?
Yeah.
I would argue that it probably did not. And so comparatively, when you look at how the price of beef has gone up over the last 5 years compared to the change in pork price over the last 5 years, and you just don't see it. Now, some of the cuts, I mean, pork shoulders used to be 99 cents a pound
all day long.
Now they're like $2.50 a pound.
Yep.
Okay. Yep. Darn near three times the cost. And it's because what did everybody get? Everybody got a smoker. Everybody can. Yeah, I mean, you slather that thing up with some spices and put it in and get it up to 205 and pull the bone out and squish it up, and it's delicious.
Yep.
It's delicious.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Me tonight, I will be on my own for supper tonight, and I have decided that I am going to have the most expensive cut of meat known to man.
Good man.
The most, you know what it is?
No.
You know what it is? That would be
mermaid
a venison
steak.
Backstrap. That would be a venison backstrap because I got the license in it. I got the gun in it. I got the 4x4 in it. I got the gas to get me up and down the road. I've got a lifetime of work at tracking these things. A backstrap is like $4,000 a pound.
For the good ones.
National Weather Service 6 to 10 day outlook November 13th through the 17th. Above normal temperatures, above normal precipitation across the Corn Belt. 8 to 14 day November 15th through the 21st. Above normal temperatures, above normal precipitation. You got to be here tomorrow morning, 10:06 Central. We got a free for all. Wiesmeyer, Haney, Michelson, and me. It is the first beef free for all. Post-election. Be here.
This fall, enhance your dry fertilizer and power crop performance with Titan XC. by increasing the availability of applied nutrients. Titan XC makes your dry fertilizer program more efficient and effective, meaning you can increase your yields while keeping money in your pocket. Ask for Titan XC on your dry fertilizer today and power crop performance next season. Visit CropFertility.com or contact your local Nutrien Ag Solutions crop consultant to learn more.
Okay, antibodies, huddle up. We're a great team, but the flu is dominating. The good news is the human we're protecting just got his flu shot. That means all of us antibodies have strong new gear that will help us fight and defend against the flu. We must win so that our human can stay healthy and help protect the people he cares about most.
Let's work as a team to defend against the flu. Gear up with a flu shot to help protect yourself and others and reduce your risk of being sick or hospitalized with the flu. Learn more at GetMyFluShot.org. Brought to you by the AMA, CDC, and the Ad Council.
So right now may be the perfect time for you to rethink how you pay for health care. And here's why. This time of year is decision time for a lot of people, but it's also when you can join MediShare and save even more than usual. For many families, joining MediShare means saving about $500 a month, which is a game changer for a lot of people, obviously. But what's more, MediShare members like it a lot. Their satisfaction rate is